Hey.
Good morning. Such a beautiful day. So take a moment to get comfortable on your mat. Close your eyes for a moment. Start with some nice deep breaths. Whatever might be on your to-do list for today, or whatever might be weighing on your mind or your heart, they'll be there in an hour. So let them go for a little bit. And dedicate this hour to taking care of yourself. Now let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Back to center. Bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale and reach your arms up and open. And then exhale, hands come back to the heart. Now moving with your breath, reach up and open to this new day. Coming back to the heart, we reconnect with ourselves. Now one more time, arms reach up into the sky. This time let's fold forward. We'll plant our hands on the mat, step our feet back, and come to downward facing dog. Pushing back away from our hands, let your heels press up and down. Feel the nice stretch into your body. Let's walk our hands back to our feet, and we fold into a forward bend. Customize each pose to your body. Take care of yourself. It's okay to go toward your edge, but not over it. Now let your hands walk forward again until you find your way back to downward facing dog. And then we'll set our knees down onto the mat and sit on top of our feet. As you inhale, reach your arms wide open. And then as you exhale, bow forward. And let your movement flow with your breath. Time, arms reach wide open, and then bowing forward, take a moment to settle into child's pose. Find a nice, comfortable resting place. We'll be back here later, but anytime you'd like to stop and take a rest, you can come back here. Take care of yourself, take care of your needs. Now let's tuck our toes under our feet and step again into downward facing dog. Now step your right foot forward. Left knee touches down on the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then our hands come back down onto the mat. And we'll step the right foot back. Now shoulders move forward so they're above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we'll rise into cobra. And then hips reach back to heels, child's pose. And toes again to the floor. We step into downward facing dog. And now step your left foot forward. The right knee comes to the mat. With an inhale, our arms reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. And then hands return to the mat. And we step the left foot back. Lining shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. Inhaling, rising to cobra. And then hips slide into heels, child's pose. And again, we step into downward facing dog. And this time we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then exhale, flow all the way down. Sun breaths. You and your breath moving as one. Now let's rise up one more time. And we'll fold our hands into our heart. Take a peek down. Make sure you're standing at the front end of your mat. And we'll flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Hips sink down and back now, chair pose. And then let's reach into the sky. If you want to, you can lean back and add a tiny back bend. And then dive down. Inhale and lift up halfway to a flat back. And then bring your hands to the mat. Reach your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling into the sky. And then hands touch back down again. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And then we'll take the exhale back to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up into the sky. And then step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling into the sky. And hands touch back down. Left foot steps to the front. Inhale, we rise. Chair pose. And then all the way up again. Here's that place you can lean back a little if you'd like. And then dive down. Inhale, come up halfway. And then we reach down to touch the ground and step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms to the sky. And then hands to the mat. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, let's arch up. Exhaling goes back to downward facing dog and it will be left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching up and then hands back on the mat. Right foot now to the front. Inhale, rise. Chair pose. Reaching to the sky. You can add one more little back bend if you'd like. And then dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And then let your hands reach for the mat. Let's walk our feet back as we step into downward facing dog. Take a couple of deep breaths. And as we flow through this practice today, take care of yourself. Find the places in each pose that feel good for you, for your body, for what you need today. So let's begin our standing flows. We'll take a right leg up to the sky. Now step your right foot forward. Lay your left foot down flat. Warrior one. As you know, I often start the standing flows with Warrior One. Not always, but often. Because it's such a nice starting place. It's a pose of confidence and strength. We're so grounded through the feet, yet uplifted through the arms. Looking straight ahead. Feel that confidence. Feel that power. Now lace your fingers together overhead, step forward, and then take your left hand around your right wrist. Pull your right wrist up into the sky, and then lean over to the left as you take a nice big stretch into the right side of your body. Feel the lengthening, feel the opening. Now as you come back up, change the hand so the right hand grabs the left wrist, pulling it up toward the sky, and then we lean over to the right and feel the stretch in the left side of the body. Come back up, bringing hands to the heart and then onto your hips. Step your right foot halfway back. Let's fold into pyramid pose. So find a nice foundation with your feet and with your legs straight, begin to lean forward. Just go a little ways. and take a deep breath. And then maybe there's a little more depth. But inch by inch, let it evolve. Let yourself find a place in this pose that feels really healing and really good. Each of us are different, so that place will be different for everybody. Your hands down to the mat. Pick your right foot up and step it back a little farther and lay your right knee down onto the mat. Let's circle our arms up into the sky. And when our hands meet overhead, we'll lace the fingers together with the index fingers pointing to the sky. Now lift yourself up and feel the side bends you just did as you lengthen the sides of your body. And then if it's comfortable, you can also curve back into a bit of a back bend here. Your hands come down to the mat, tucking the right toes into the floor. We pick the right knee up and step back. And here we'll flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, let's arch up. And exhale back to downward facing dog. Now lay your knees to the mat, hips to heels. Drag your hands in towards your knees. And then rise up onto your knees and reach to the sky. And let's do that a few more times. Now rise up one more time. And then when your arms reach to the sky, wave them around like you were blowing in a breeze. And then take circles round and round. Now reach up into the sky and then fold forward. Curling toes into the floor, hips to the sky, back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the air. Take a big wide step forward with the right foot. Back foot comes down flat again. This time it's warrior two. So now we go wide open. Find what feels good. Now keep your legs as they are. Take a little reach forward. Right hand turns up, and with just one breath, we reach back into reverse warrior, and then spin both hands around to the right foot. Now curl over onto your left toes, and let's come to lunge or kneeling lunge. And then our hands reach behind our back. Here we'll catch fingers together, pushing hands and shoulders back. Come to a beautiful heart opening. Let your heart soar up toward the sky. Now let your fingers release, arms circle up into the sky. And then we'll touch our hands down to the mat and step the left foot forward. Now take your right hand around your left ankle. Left arm reaches to the sky as we take a twist to the left. Turning your chin to the left shoulder brings that twist right up into your neck as well. Let the twist come back around. Lift up halfway for a breath to straighten your back out. And then fold forward. Now heels and hips come down, arms circle around. Chair pose. And then folding down, the left hand grabs the right ankle, right arm to the sky. Let's twist the other way. Now twist comes back around. We'll take one breath to come up halfway and give our back a stretch. And then fold forward, catch an inhale now all the way up. And bring hands to your heart. Separate your feet a little bit apart to make the foundation for a back bend. We'll make fists at the low back. And as the feet anchor us to the mat, let's let our heart rise up as we lean back, finding that back bend that feels good for you. Take care of yourself. Find what feels safe, energizing, inspiring. Now come back up from the back bend. Slide your hands around to your hip crease and let the back bend pour down into a forward bend. Hang down into gravity a little bit. Your hands can dangle down or you can take them to your thighs or fingers around elbows. Step the right foot back. Lay your right knee down on the mat and begin to shift your hips backwards. Let's take a nice slow stretch into the left leg. Little by little, breath by breath, it evolves. Now bring your knee over your ankle, hands to the mat. We'll tuck the right toes into the floor, pick the right knee up, and step back. Let's flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Now we get knees to the mat, hips to the heels. Drag your hands back towards your knees, and then rise up onto the knees, reaching to the sky. And flow with your breath. And rise up one more time. Blow your arms around in a breeze. And then circle your arms round and round. Now reach up once again, folding forward, curl your toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot comes down flat, warrior one. Step into that power and confidence of warrior one again. It's like you can look life straight in the eye here and stand up for what you believe in. Your hands come together like a prayer above us. We step forward, and the right hand grabs the left wrist. Reach up high, and then take your side bend over to the right as you stretch into the left side of the body, getting nice and elastic through your side. And come up, change of hands, reaching the right arm up, and then leaning to the left. Coming back up, hands come to the heart, and then onto our hips. We step the left foot halfway back, returning to pyramid pose for the other side now. Feet grounded, legs straight, leaning over the right leg. Little by little, finding your way, taking care of yourself. Well, out. Your hands come down to the mat. Pick your right foot up. Step it back a little, or sorry, your left foot. Step it back a little farther. Lay your left knee down on the ground. Arms circling overhead. Fingers laced together. Index fingers point up like a steeple. And we feel those side bends again as we stretch up really high. And if you want to, you can add that bit of a back bend here. And then our hands come back down to the mat. Curling the left toes under, we'll pick the left knee up and step back. Flowing through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. One more time, knees to the mat, hips on the heels. Dragging hands back toward the knees. And rising up to reach to the sky. Flow with your breath. Now come up once more. And let your arms blow in the breeze. And then circle your arms round and round. Reach to the sky. And then lay your hands on the mat. Tuck your toes into the floor. Hips into the air. Let's begin the last phase of this flow. Left leg to the sky. Take a really big wide step forward with the left foot. Back foot comes flat again, warrior two. This is a wide pose. Fill up that wide space with your breath. Now legs remain the same. We reach a little forward. Flip the left hand up, then one breath, reaching up and back into reverse warrior, and then spinning hands all the way around to the left foot. We'll roll over onto the right toes now, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands reach behind the back. Fingers link together, the hands reach back, the shoulders reach back, and a big open heart smiles at the sky. And release your hands to touch above you, and then come down to the mat. And we'll step the right foot forward. Right hand grabs the left ankle. Let's take the left arm to the sky in a twist to the left. Now bring your twist back around. Take one breath to come halfway up and stretch your back out. And then fold forward. Heels and hips come down, arms circle around. Chair pose. And we fold back down. The left hand grabs the right ankle. Let's twist now to the right. And the twist comes back around. We'll take that one breath to come halfway up and stretch our back straight. And then fold forward, catch the updraft of an inhale all the way up. And bring hands to your heart. Separating the feet a little bit more, we revisit the back bend. Fists come to the low back, the feet anchoring us down. Heart rises up, find your back bend. And then coming up, hands sliding around to the hip crease, pouring the back bend down. Find a comfortable forward bend where you can relax and release. Now let's step the left foot back. We lay the left knee to the ground, our hips shift backwards, and we take a stretch into the right leg. Breath by breath. Bring your knee forward until it's above your ankle. Hands on the mat. We curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up. Let's step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with our exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Now let your knees come down and touch the ground. Hips sliding back into heels. Return to child's pose. Lay yourself down. Take a nice rest. Leave the to-do list behind. Leave whatever weighs on your heart and mind for later. Right now, just take care of yourself. Just breathing. Just being. As we look to the front of the mat, let's press our hands down, tuck our toes into the floor, and slowly find our way back again to downward facing dog. And then we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Take an easy inhale all the way up, and we'll fold hands into our heart. Now for some balancing. Feel free to step next to a wall if you'd like to. And know that you can step down, start again whenever you need to. Let's start today on the right foot, beginning with tree pose. Left foot comes to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of the right leg. Hands can be folded at the heart. They might branch out. You can interpret it in your own way. Now, as we fold hands back into the heart, let's point the right knee straight ahead. Stand up nice and tall. Feel as if you're being pulled upward by an invisible string. Now, let the prayer at your heart reach up over your head. And then cross your wrists so your palms are together. We'll wrap the left leg around the right leg for a variation on eagle pose. And then unfold your hands, unwrap your legs, come back to 2 feet, enjoy a moment to move your body any way you'd like. Let's explore that on the left foot, starting again with tree pose. So make your roots deep, and then right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Any interpretation of it? Now as we fold hands into the heart, the right knee points straight ahead. Feel that invisible string pulling you tall. And the prayer rises overhead. Crossing the wrists, palm together, wrap your right leg around your left. The variation of eagle pose. And Again, we unfold the hands at our heart. We uncross the legs. Come back on 2 feet. Give yourself some movement. And we take a nice big breath that reaches up into the sky. As we exhale, we'll fold all the way down. Touch your hands to the mat. Walk your feet back. Let's lay our knees down. Slip our hips into our heels. And return again to child's pose. This time we'll add a side bend to child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. Let your left hip push away. And then our hands walk back to the center again. And we'll walk them way over to the left. Now hands once again come to center. And then we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Crisscrossing our ankles, let's slip right over the tops of our feet as we come to sit on the mat. Now bring the soles of your feet together. Hold your ankles, sit up straight and tall, close your eyes. Don't worry about what it looks like. Instead, focus on what you feel. Find a place that's not painful but feels healing for you. And then breath by breath, see if you can relax a little more, release a little more. Open your eyes, extend your right leg out. Take your left foot to the inner right thigh and face your right leg. With an inhale, reach to the sky as you feel yourself lengthen. And then exhale, fold over your right leg in a forward bend. These longer, slower, quieter poses, your mind can get so easily distracted. So focus on your breath to keep your mind present. Now keep your right arm with your right leg. Reach your left hand behind your back. And circle your left hand up to the sky. And then curve it over towards your right leg in a nice big side bend. Now the left hand reaches back up into the sky. And then we'll set it onto the floor behind the left hip. Lift your hips up as you come onto the left knee and chin. Right arm reaches up and back. Now come back down and bring the soles of your feet back together again. Sitting up straight and tall, close your eyes. As the eyes open, we'll extend the left leg out, right foot to the inner left thigh. Inhale, reaching up, and then exhale, draping over the left leg in a forward bend. Stay focused on your breath. Everything else can wait. Now Now the left hand remains with the left leg. Right hand reaches back behind you, up into the sky, then curves over toward the left foot in a nice big side bend. Now right arm up into the sky and then onto the floor behind your right hip. Lift your hips up, come onto the right knee and shin, left arm reaching up and back. And then the hips come down. And we come back to sit. Let's grab the backs of our thighs and roll down onto the floor. Find your way to your back. Take a little rock side to side, getting nicely settled in on the floor. Now lay your hands on the floor beside you, or another option would be to slip them underneath your hips. Feet together, and we'll pretend they're on the pedal of a bicycle. Now draw your belly in as you lift your feet up into the sky and then circle them around. Feel as your knees come back in, that nice tug in your deep belly strength, and circle round and round, nice and slow. One more circle around. And once you've drawn your knees back in, set your right foot to the floor. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Let's grab ground behind the right leg. Drawing the legs in, we find pigeon pose, a deep opening for the left hip, a place we store a lot of our tension. So find that sweet spot, wherever that may be for you. And then close your eyes. Let yourself relax as much as possible. Let your breath take over now. Hands slip apart, uncrossing the legs. Take your hands on your knees, make circles round and round. And then take your circles around the other way. Now as you come back to center, once again, hands to the floor beside you or underneath your hips. Belly drawn in, we pedal backwards now. Push your feet out and then up into the sky and around. Circling round and round, drawing in your belly, finding your core strength. Circle around once more. And then drop your left foot to the floor. Right ankle crosses over the left thigh. And we take pigeon pose into the right hip. Find that sweet spot. Relax your shoulders. Loosen your jaw. Close your eyes. It's all breath. Every breath offers a nice deep release. Now the hands again slip apart. As we uncross the legs, take your hands on your knees. Make circles round and round again. And the other way. Now let your feet come to the floor. Spread your arms wide open on the ground. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat underneath your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop both knees to the right and bring them up and over to the left. And go slowly side to side. The hips that we've just been opening get a nice little massage. The belly that we've just been strengthening gets a nice stretch. Go one more time on each side. Now reach around, hug your knees, and decide what inversion you might enjoy today. Take care of yourself. You could lay on your back with your legs reaching into the sky. You could push your feet into the floor, lifting your hips up, a bridge pose. You could take your hips and your legs up above you in a shoulder stand. What would you enjoy? Find your way there. Take some nice, slow, deep breaths. Softly, gently, tenderly lay yourself back down onto the mat. And when you've come all the way down, hug your knees, rock yourself side to side. Now let's come to fish pose. We'll slip our hands underneath our hips, extend our legs out straight, sit up on our fingertips, and then we tuck elbows under the back as we lay our head back. And lift our heart into the sky. Now the head comes back up, and we lay the fish pose gently down. Hands come out from underneath us. We circle them around. They meet behind our head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around, take a full body stretch. Now reaching down, gather up your right knee, cross it over your body to the left, turn your head to the right. Left hand slips away and falls to the floor. Let yourself roll back over, and once you come onto the mat, take a moment to straighten yourself out, to stretch your legs, to circle your arms around again, and take another full body stretch. Now reaching down, gather up your left leg, Cross it over your body to the right. Now turn your head to the left. And then releasing the right hand. Once again, we roll back over. And that last twist lays you gently down. Straighten yourself out. Feel free to get covered up if you want to. We've arrived now at our final relaxation. So do whatever you would like to do to get nice and comfortable. Today we're going to have story time. So get nice and cozy and tucked in. Once upon a time, there was a sweet little village. And this village had only one cobbler. And he was an excellent cobbler. Everyone loved him. He worked night and day to take care of everyone's boots. Anytime there was a problem with someone's boots, they came in and he right away got to work repairing the boots for the whole village. He was so busy, in fact, and so dedicated to taking care of everyone that he neglected his own boots. It didn't matter at first, but as time went on, his boots became more and more of an issue, to the point where his feet hurt, he had trouble walking, and eventually could not repair anyone's boots at all because of his own disability. Since he was the only cobbler in town, eventually that same affliction came to everyone in the town as their boots deteriorated and there was no one to repair them. And before long, everyone in the village had issues with their feet and with walking. And this story reminds us that we so often put everyone else above us on our list. And we forget to take care of ourselves. We forget to fix our own boots. So every once in a while, see if you can hear a little voice in the back of your head. Fix your boots. Fix your boots. Take some time enjoying your breath here. You've done a good job of fixing your boots this morning. So rest in the afterglow of that good feeling. Everything else, everyone else can wait. Right now, take care of yourself.
And now take a very deep breath in. Release it into a nice slow exhale out. And give yourself a moment now to bring closure to your experience today in some way that feels meaningful for you. And when you're ready, roll over onto your right side. Lay your head on your arm and linger there a little in the afterglow of your practice. And finally, let's meet once again sitting on the mat. Come full circle back to where we started and offer gratitude for taking care of yourself today, for doing something good so that you can be there for others. We'll let our head drop down again and roll from side to side. And then returning to center. Let's bring our hands. Return to center. Circle your arms up into the sky. And we'll bring our hands together above us. And then bring your hands first to your forehead for self-care in your thoughts today. And to your lips for self-care in your words. And to the heart for self-care in your heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.